Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of palm trees, blowing in the wind. Ah, yes, and the sun shining back bright. So glad to be with you, you and you again today. Trusting that you are all well and praising God just the same. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm just so happy to be alive today, because it could have been something else. You know, I could not have been able to come. Oh, but God is good to me. Is he good to you? Call us at 347-857-3925. You call us at this hour while we're on the air. We'll have some very wise people get on the line with you and talk to you. May not be me, but it'll be somebody, okay? We have the illustrious Pastor Sharon here with us today. We have the brilliant mind of Diane Lowe today. You know, so we thank God for these wonderful people of God that God has placed here with us. Isn't that all right? All right. Praise God. Now, listen, try to bear with me if you will, okay? You hear my voice. You hear how my voice sound. I know you do, but just bear with me if you will, all right? We're praying for Robert and Karen Battle. We're still praying for them. Father, we ask you that you take control in their life at this time in the name of Jesus, God, and we count it done. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Bishop Charles Eckenberger, man Jack Jacksonville, who had a stroke. Lord, on the pulpit as he was preaching, Lord, touch him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you're able. He belongs to you. He carries your word. Father, raise him up in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Tracy right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Helen Ward also, who's in the hospital. I believe she's about 80 years old. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Pardon me. She needs your help at this hour, Father, in Jesus' name. Lawrence Jackson Jr. needs your help right now. Father, we command that cancer take its flight from its body in Jesus' name. Make him every whit whole. And we thank you for it today, Lord. Touch Jaquan, Lord. Touch Jaquan right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Who the young ladies believe in you today, Father God, to bless her, to make a way for her, for her schooling, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, Father. We thank you, Lord, for touching Miss D. Father, touch Miss D, that her daughter come home safely. Lord, we trust that she's come home. If she's not, we will continue to pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Yvonne Christian also, Lord, who has diabetes and high blood pressure, you know, all those things that go together. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, make her ever with hope. Lord, touch Ida Stevens also. She has shingles. Lord, touch her. Lord, make her every whit whole, Father, all the pastors that are going through, Lord. All our people of God that is going through at this hour, touch them in whatever capacity that they are having challenges and going through in. Because truly, as I heard a prophet say, the enemy is certainly hitting at the leaders. All the leaders, some the leaders are getting sick. We thank God that Kim Clemente came out of the coma. We thank God somebody said that he came out of the coma. God is still good, isn't it? And let's pray for his speedy recovery in Jesus' name today, that he will rise and shine and give God the glory. Isn't that wonderful? Day? And that's just what God's people do. Isn't that right? Amen, amen. We thank God for God touching Pastor Rod Parsley also, Lord. And you know, it doesn't matter whether your name is well known or not. You're a leader, and the enemy don't care nothing about your title or how much publicity you have gotten or whatever the case may be. He will strike you down in a heartbeat, and you can bank on that, then, can't you? All right, now, he don't care. See, we the one that be so concerned about all those little things, you know. Oh, that's a big man. He shouldn't be in that, but why not? He's human, isn't he? Praise God. He is human, and he's subject to the same things, trials and tribulations, as the little one that's not known is also. All the pastors that are not known today that's going through, we ask God to touch them right now in Jesus' name, all his people, because the enemy wants to distract them from praising God. He wants to take them out so that he can get a whole flock of people. Oh, my God. But this, let's just tell him today, devil, you're lying. The truth ain't in you. And you the father of lies. Isn't that right? Amen. And do you believe it today? I believe it. Don't matter. See, the problem is whatever happened, we still got to believe it. Huh? Because he's still the one going to take care of everything in the end, ain't that right? All right, come on now. Now, let me give you a little word today. Each man decides whether he will be engulfed by the urgent, engrossed by the trivial, or enriched by the eternal. Each man decides whether he will be engulfed by the urgent, engrossed by the trivial, are enriched by the internal. Huh? What have you decided today? Ah, my. Call us, you know. We're still waiting for you to call. You. Somebody out there, give us a ring. And, you know, we want to send greetings to our friend that listened to us from the UK, Pastor Sydney, Prophet and Pastor Sydney. We thank Mackenzie. We thank God for you listening. Whenever you get a chance, we thank God for you calling also. We want to thank God for it. Amen, amen, amen. God is good, isn't he? Praise God. Now, I'm not going to be before you very long. I'm going to turn it over to this pastor that we have in the midst. I'm just going to, you know, I just kind of try to get you started a little bit. How about that? You know. Now, you know, the devil is mad. You know he's mad, don't you? And we don't care nothing about him being mad. I told you before, we still try to press on, right? Mm-hmm. We press on anyhow through the storms. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. All right. Praise God. Well, today we're going to start on Psalms 118. Finish started. Coughing here. All right. You know what? In 118, instead of starting at the verse I'm, you know, coming from, what we're going to do is start at the first verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord that his mercy say that his mercy endureth forever. Now let's ask you a question. Do you fear the Lord? Huh? Which one would you be today? Fearing the Lord and saying his mercy endureth forever, regardless of what it looked like. fifth verse says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. He set me in his protective custody. Do you hear me? Oh, you get it, huh? Uh-huh. Because I called upon him in distress. I called upon him, and he answered me. Huh? I like that part, don't you? He answered me when I called. Are you calling on the Lord today? I sure trust that you are. I'm trusting that you are. Then he said, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is on my side. Now, that's a guarantee. You know, if I just wanted to say something, I would say, he guaranteed to hear you, and he guaranteed to answer. You got to guarantee here, huh? You know how when you go buy an appliance, a refrigerator or something, you go buy something, and what happens? They give you, say, is there any guarantee on it? And how long do the guarantee last? Isn't that what you ask? I know that's what I ask, you know. How long do it last? Because, you know, if you don't look at the fine print, some of them ain't going to last a hot minute. And by the time they get to that point where they say that's it's going only to 6 months, and 6 months the thing broke down, car included. You see what I'm talking about? So God guarantees. And he don't put no expiration date on his guarantees. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay. So you can truly say today, this hour, the Lord is on my side, and I will not fear. See, you are so sure that he is on your side, so you say, I will not fear. Huh? What man can do unto me, what nobody say or do, I do not fear that. Do you hear me today? I know you don't hear me. You don't even want to hear that, do you? You want to be all upside down all the time, don't you? Uh-huh. Then he said, the Lord take my part. Now, when I read that, I said, do you understand that God takes your part with them that help me? Now, if I got help, you and I, and we help one another, we can guarantee that God is in it too, and he's helping us. I like that. Honey, that make me feel so good when I know that he has my part with them that help me. If you put your hand out to help me, you got another helping hand that's bigger than the both of us. Now, that ought to shake somebody's little apple tree, And you're going to get them sweet, delicious apples off of them, not the Macintosh and them other ones that's a little sour, but we getting them big, red, dark, delicious apples. You know, they big, too, and they not peppy. They nice and juicy inside and sweet. Because the Lord is sweeter than a honeycomb, ain't he? Oh, my God. See, because he will take your part. Huh? Now, you can say this here today. The Lord is on my side. And when you say that, you better mean it. Because he going to take up for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? He has your back. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. He always have your back if you know beyond a shadow of doubt that the Lord is on your side and he going to take your part. My God, this is encouraging to me right now because the enemy has hit every which way he could from my head to my toe. And I don't think he left nothing in between or he hit everything. Uh-huh. And looked like he hit it at one time. I told somebody I sound like the cereal. You know, the Rice Krispie? Snap, crackle, and pop. Everything went from one way to the other. Say snap, another say crackle, another say pop. Uh-huh. You see, but I'm not worried about it because Snap, Crackle, and Pop can snap all it want to, pop all it want to, do anything it want to do because I'm not going to fear the Snap, Crackle, and Pop because with God on my side, I don't have nothing to worry about, do you? Huh. Hallelujah. It don't matter. You can say, you know, people say, you know, I thought she had faith. I still got the faith. I still got faith. I didn't stop trusting God because I'm going snap, crackle, and pop. Huh? I don't stop serving God or believing God because I got a head cold. Huh? I just ain't going to let the head cold stop me. You see what I'm saying? Praising God, worshiping God, because it's God that healed me. Hello. It's He that heals me. So, you know, and keep me going, you know, keep me with some good sense. Glory be to God. See, that's what I'm talking about with the Lord on my side. Huh? When He on your side, you don't have nothing to worry about. People going to talk about you good, bad, or otherwise. It don't make no difference. So, hey, don't worry about it because people going to always talk. That's the nature of man, run his mouth, you know. That's why James said that the tongue is so hard to tame. Huh? You cannot tame that tongue. Mm-mm, that tongue going to wag. I don't care. You can say Huck them aside, Holy Ghost and everything else. You save and your tongue still start to wag. That say amen, ouch. That say the way you want to do. Hello. But listen, God is still on your side. Huh? Because He know you have a problem. Did you see what I'm saying? He know how He made you. He made the body. He know all about it. He know about your eyeballs. He know about your ears and everything else. He know that tongue. He say, you know, I got a problem with this tongue. But you got to acknowledge the fact that you have a problem with it. And then God will show you how to maintain control over it. Hello. My. Did you hear that, huh? Because, listen here, when you got God on your side, He said you don't have to worry. He said He going to take a part with them that help you, help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. And when somebody hates you, you do let God take care of them because you know He in the mix. Huh? Let Him take care of them. I know He can take care of them way better than you can. And it says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. See, I was sitting there thinking about it. I said, you know what? People trust more when the doctor tell them something than when the preacher tell them something. If the preacher say, the Lord said thus and so for you to do this or that, they ain't not going to believe it, okay? But when that doctor say, you know, take three of these pills every day, and they take three of those pills the time He said every day. But when God say something, they don't pay no attention. Why is that? What's your problem here? God's word should be better than what the doctor say. Huh? But you'll go say, well, you know, I'm just human. Yeah, you are just human, but humans listen to God. Huh? He say, tune your ear to Him. Hear what He has to say, and when what He say, you do. Huh? Okay, come on. I'm trying to get on here a little bit further here. Praise God. Because even in Matthew, if you run on down to Matthew 5, not to Matthew 10, he said, fear not them which kill the body, but not able to kill the soul. They ain't even able to do that. They can't touch your soul. Huh? They can't touch it. But rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, you notice that scripture say in hell. Huh? Now, if you think there ain't no hell, well, now, somebody lied to you. okay? He say body, soul and body in hell. That's what he say. Now, see, now you got the Lord on your side. You ain't got to fear what man do or say, huh? Because you say, what do you say? He said, let Israel say, his mercy endureth forever. Everybody say it. Let his mercy endure forever. Let his mercy endure forever. Huh? Go ahead on and say it. You can say his mercy endure forever. That's okay. Say it. You can say it to yourself or whoever that's sitting real near you or wherever. Just say his mercy endures forever. Now, there has to be a connection there. When you say that, what are you doing? Huh? You're opening up the way for God to help you, to take up your fight. Huh? That battle, he said, your battle don't belong to you. It belongs to who?
The Lord.
The battle belongs to the Lord, don't it? I don't worry about no more what it is. I try to tell everybody, listen, pardon me, don't worry about it. Because worrying ain't going to get it done. How about praying about it? Because prayer can get it done. You hear what I'm saying now? Don't worry about it, but pray about it. Because prayer is what will make things change. Now, prayer will change things. What is it going to change? We want the Lord to be do a disappearing act. Ain't that what we want? We want to take that old mean man out of our life, don't we? Lord, take him. Well, now the Lord ain't going to take him because you asked for him. And he gave him to you, didn't he? And he told you by that same preacher, leave him alone, don't mess with him, he ain't the one. But you go get him anyhow, huh? Now think about that. There's no guarantee there because you got a defective product. Now, did you hear that? Huh? He was trying to give you his best. But if you don't wait around for the best and you prefer to have an irregular something, you know, when you go to the store, they got irregular written on the different things. That means it's not top quality. Well, the man or woman, let's put it both ways, may not be top quality. And so, therefore, you have an irregular product that's defective in some way, will not work quite like you want it. And you ever thought about this? When you get it home, you don't like it no more. And then what you do? You want to give it back. Well, you forgot to look on the grant guarantee. No return. They don't accept no returns and there's no refund. You ever read that on the bank? See, y'all just buy stuff and you don't even read the small print. You don't read the fine print, do you? No, you don't read the fine print. But then you want to give it back and you can't. God lets you go right on through that. He just lets you suffer right on through it because of disobedience. Oh, I know. I done been there. You see? And it's not, I tell you one thing, I don't want nobody in the world, I don't even want my enemy to go through what I had to go through for disobedience. I don't. He lets you get right on in there and what you think you want. That's what he'll do. Now think about it now. The Lord is on your side. When he's on your side, you want to obey him, don't you? When he's on your side, you want to listen to his voice. You always want to hear what he has to say about every situation that occurs in your life. Whether you want to go out and buy a new wig, you want to go with God's help. God, is this going to suit me? Am I going to look okay? Should I get this color? Should I get this style? Do you ask God anything like that? Huh? Because you want to be in his will. See, and he's in everything that you do. Do you hear what I'm saying? He is concerned about that, huh? He is concerned about it. You don't think he is, though, do you? I know you don't, because most people think that's trivial. Well, I have to decide that. Well, go ahead on to decide that. But some people prefer to say, well, God, how is this? Lord, I don't know. I don't know if I should get this or not. I don't know if I should do this or not. I don't know. When I go to the grocery store, I got to see what grocery store I'm going to. Am I going to get the best bargain and the best food for the little bit of money I got? See, I have to ask that. I mean, I know I'm a little, you know, eccentric in that, but I love the Lord enough to know that he will guide me to the right place, and I don't worry about whether I got goop gobs of money. I'd like to have goop gobs of it, bundle up and got money all over the place and everything. I'd love to have that. But if it's not possible, I use what I got, huh, to the best, huh, to the best. To the best, to the best, because God going to fill up my cover just the same. You ever didn't have no money and God, what he does, huh? You be praying, Lord, we ain't got no food. Lord, we need this. Lord, we ain't got no food. And somebody come along and say, you know, the Lord, I was in prayer and the Lord told me to take you to the grocery store. Man, I tell you, one day this lady in Miami did that. And she told me, get what you want. And I say, how much can I get? And let me tell you, she let me loosen that stove. I had two buckets, top and bottom, full of stuff. You hear me? I mean, full of stuff. I ain't had that since. Anybody, any takers out there? Hallelujah. Anybody out there want to do that? Man, I say, wow, God, wow. All I can do is say, look at what God is doing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That was the happiest time. I think I came out there with more than $600 worth of food. And other stuff, like I think I got pots, pans, and stuff like that, too, you know. I got a little bit of everything, you see. I was happy, too. Boy, I ain't seen that since. I just want some takers now. Praise God. Because I know the Lord is on my side. Do you know he on your side? Huh? When God speak to somebody's heart, up. Back up, back up, back up. Let me tell you, something just came to me. Thank you, Lord.
Come on now.
Somebody else did take me and let me do a certain amount of shopping. Not that much, but it was a good bit. And let me tell you, I thank God for that person that did that. Honey, they don't know how they blessed me. They don't know how they blessed me. I needed some stuff in the house. I needed a whole lot of stuff, you know. I did. And God blessed them, moved on them. I ain't going to call no name, you know. I don't want to get nobody mad. Praise God. Amen. But it's good when people follow God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing in following God and say, well, I'm just going to take her to the store and just let her shop. I like that, shop till you drop. I like that kind of stuff, don't you? Any takers? I'm still waiting. Just call me, 347-857-3925. You just call and we can go shopping. I'll put on my sneakers and my little push cart and we can go shopping. Hallelujah. Now, you don't mind the push cart with me, right? Okay. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Listen, much as the enemy been beating on my door and beating on me, I'm a laugh. You see what I'm saying? Glory to God, because you say he's on my side. You hear me say the Lord is on my side. I ain't say the devil. The Lord is on my side. And I ain't got to feel what the devil do. I don't have to mind what the devil do, because he's always busy in other men's affairs. He's in your affairs. And but you don't want to praise the Lord. You don't want to just start hallelujahing anyhow. You don't want to thank him for even the miserable time that you may be in or the challenges that you may be going through. When you thank him for the challenge, you'll find out you're out of it before you know it. Why? Because he's on your side. You see what I'm saying? Now, you can remember this, what Luke said. Luke said, behold, the 10th chapter said, behold, I give unto you power. See, you can speak it, you can say it, but you're scared to. Why? You're not living what you're supposed to? Huh? Well, if you're not living what you're supposed to and you know you're wrong, get it right so that your power can begin to operate. Do you hear me? He said he give it to you to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is what he said, all the power of the enemy. I don't care what kind of power he brings to you, how he show it to you. God has given you power over it. God's power supersedes the enemy's power. In any day, in any language. Did you hear me? Huh? Come on. I know I sound a little funny, but that's don't worry about it. Okay? I'm still pushing. I told you I push on through the storm. Honey. Hurricane, if I got some life left and some feet to move, I'm gonna move. Hello. Huh? Because I know in whom I believe. I know who's my savior. I know who got my back. Do you know who got your back today? Huh? Do you know one thing? I'm going to think about this, and I'm finna lay over for somebody else. Do you know that God know when you don't trust him? He know. You don't think he know. Do you know the preacher know when you don't trust the preacher nor God? Huh? Some people just go to church out of habit. They do things out of habit. They take positions out of habit. But they on a bit more love God, are committed to him, all his works, all his ministry, whatever ministry you happen to be in. Huh? Did you know that? But then, if they don't know this, how can they say the Lord is on my side? Hello? You see what I'm saying? Now, if you know God, you know, somewhat. You ain't fully where you want to be, but you ain't where you used to be. And God is still working with you, huh? Because he's processing you, bringing you through a lot of trials and tribulations. Now, that don't mean for you to get and be mad and crazy. That don't mean you to always be angry about something that you don't have no control over. You see, we get mad over stuff we ain't got no control over. Huh? What you getting mad for? Innocent to get mad. Just say, God, do something here. This your baby, Lord. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just on the sidelines waiting for you to send an answer by. See? Because we always, we just always in misery, ain't we? We're a miserable bunch of people. We don't like this. We don't like that. And that ain't happening. We're some complaining, miserable bunch of people. Supposed to be Christians. Well, you know, I'm fixing to allow somebody else to talk because, you know, through this call, I can go on and on, can I? Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, to let you know this morning that regardless of what's going on in your life at this time, that we are to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he is good, and not just good, but his mercy endured forever. We have to praise him, and keep on praising him, because I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefit, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy disease. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty. I tell you, we ought to make a joyful noise unto him, serve him with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know that he is God, and he's the one that have made us, and not we ourselves. You got to know it's all about who God today. You got to know he's the one that can turn it around. What the enemy meant for your bad, I tell you, he'll turn it around for your good. What he made to be a mess up, he'll bless you in the mess. I tell you, you say, well, why is he blessed? Because you know what? I'll tell you, it teaches you that, you know what, that God is still what? Working it out on your behalf. But you got to praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. See, I'm reminded even about David. I know we talked about David a lot, but you know what? Get it right with God. And when you get it right with God, he's a forgiving God. The thing about it is God is a forgiving God. And when you ask him, he'll forgive you. But you know that the enemy, he'll try to tear you up, that he'll make you feel like God has not what? Forgiven you. And then he try to take your praise. And don't you know your praise is where you get your breakthrough. If he can keep your mouth shut, he'll feel he'll win the battle. But lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Today we have to allow him to come in. Come in into your life today, and just lift your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Your sanctuary is where you at right now. You may be at work. Just lift your hands and say hallelujah anyhow. You may be in the bathroom doing a quick checking on the block door. Hallelujah anyhow. You may be wherever you is. Hallelujah anyhow. Why? Because God knows all about it, and he is very much concerned about you today and forevermore. And the word Psalms 107 said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. Oh, he has redeemed you from the what? The hands of the enemy. What enemy? And whatever the problem may be today, it may be your financial, it may be your body, it may be your job, it may be just things that comes your way. But know that God is what? He's in control. He's still right there, because the Psalms 118 verse 7 says, 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? You say, you know what? Things happen in your life. But you know, a man can only just touch this carnal body. But God, the King of Kings, the Creator of all things, he's the one that has the power to touch both body and soul. So he's the one you are to fear. Yes, you may be going through right now, but God is able to bring you through. Yes, he's able to bring you through. I tell you, the devil don't care who you are. He don't care what's your address. He don't care if you're the top or the bottom. He don't care. But the word let us know, the word of God let us know, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we recognize that that's the enemy we are dealing with, he come to steal your joy. He come to steal the promises of God. He come to kill you. He come to assassinate you. Why? Because if he can assassinate you before you can reach your potential, he got you. But know today that the God that you serve, he's able to bring you out. He's able to be your what? He is the battle axe, my God. He is the one that will fight the battle just for you. I see what the people were talking about, that movie, War Room. I tell you, but you know what? A lot of people don't understand that the saints of long time ago, they were having War Room on Tuesday night and Thursday night, where they will fall on their knees and they will put that petition before before the Lord. You wonder how the slavery made it through? They could not open their mouth and fight back. But you know what? They went on that bending knee, and they went behind the scene, and they pray. They pray. Why? Because the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. He can fight that battle. He's the one that have the power in his hand. He can build a man up, and he can tear a man down. He can bring a man down to his knee. When pride comes in, he knows how to get your attention. He's the one that got the power in his hand of life and death today. So when you are going through, you don't even have to argue in the natural realm. You know what? Because sometimes you open your mouth and it just falls on deaf ears. But when you get in your prayer closet and you kneel down, and however you want to do, lay down on the back, lay on your stomach, it doesn't matter. But you go in and you use the word of God, because the word of God is what where you'll win the battle. The battle is in prayer. The battle is in prayer. So ladies, I tell you, go watch War Room. It'll teach you. You don't even have to argue in your home. It'll teach you. Forget about the bad stuff. Find the good stuff. Find the word of God and align up yourself with the word of God. And you can say, God, I it's all about me. I submit myself to you, God. God is me, oh Lord. I'm the one standing in the need of prayer, God. Forgive me of all my sins, because you got to get yourself right first. And then you have to forgive first in order for God to forgive, allow forgiveness to come. You got to forgive first, and you got to make sure everything, your life is lined up with God's word, and then you can intercede for someone else and watch God move for you. Oh, the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And he said, why? God promised he'll fight for you. He knows everything you need today. He's the one that created all things. He's the one that makes all things today. And verse 11 say, they compass me about. Yeah, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorn. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust swords at me, but I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he's become my salvation. I tell you, that word today is very powerful. In other words, praise God no matter what. You shall live and not die, and you shall declare the works of the Lord. Know that God is in control of every situation. Oh, you may not can't see. You're in a storm right now, and you know when the storm is going in the natural, and you can't see what's going on, because we've been having like some rain. When the rain start falling so hard, you can hardly see to drive. Some people pull over on the side of the road. Why? Because they can't see clearly. And some people try to go through the storm while the rain is really coming down real hard, and they have the windshield wiper going back and forth, and they have the air condition going on, and they have to proceed at a slow pace. Whatever, wherever you find yourself today, know that God is there beside you. You can get up again. He is a God that he's never leave you nor forsake you. And what the enemy, I tell you, people don't want to believe it. The enemy's job is to do what? Destroy you. It doesn't matter who it may come by, but it comes. It comes, y'all. So pray for one another. Why? Because you don't know when it might be your backyard. I tell you, you don't know. But God will teach you this. You know what? Sometimes you pour out into other people, right? And you encourage other people when they're going through this and that in your life. And sometimes God would allow that same thing in your own backyard. And you have to remember now, just like how you pour out for the other people, you got to pour into your own home, because God is the same God. He changed not, y'all. He changed not. And I'm I'm so thankful to God today because I tell you, he doesn't let anything come upon you unaware now. A lot of times we may not even understand the symbolics now. I tell you, God will just let me know. I see sunshine in the sky. You know how the sky looks nice and blue. Then all of a sudden the atmosphere starts changing like a storm was coming. And God will prepare you for the situation that comes in your life. People just say, oops, I did not know that trials, I mean, God will let you know, pray more. He will let you know, start praying, start praying, start using my word, start standing on my word. But God is so merciful. If he's on your side today, you can win this battle. He has to be the one on your side. Man can do so only so far, man, what things man can do for you. But the God we serve today, I'll tell you, he's awesome. He can go beyond what your eyes and your imagination cannot fathom. You cannot fathom the things that God wants to do for you. And know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So you let us know that if God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, he knows all things, he sees all things. Nothing takes him by surprise. I'll tell you, nothing takes him by surprise. So know that God is working it out on the inside. And in it's his time. It will be manifested on the outside. I tell you, I want you to turn around and say, every time I turn around, the God keeps what? Blessing me. Oh, you may not feel like you're blessed right now, but you know what? You're going to say today until you see it. You're going to start saying hallelujah anyhow. You're going to leap for joy no matter what. You're going to find something to make you laugh. I remember our apostle when things were like trials were so thin, she was find something to make her laugh. She'll find them happy movies just to what? Bring her into that place of laughter and happiness. So you got to find something today. It may be some certain gospel music. It may be just someone else laughing. It may just be someone just saying a kind word. You find yourself in that place today where the joy of the Lord could continue to be your strength because you cannot do it on your own. On today, you have to lean on him. You have to trust in him and know that he's big enough to handle everything. And when you feel like you cannot make it, just lean on him some more. He's right there carrying you through. He's right there holding you up. He will not let your feet be stumbled. He will not let what the enemy desire in your life to come to pass. He will to direct you and guide you into all truth today. He did not let you, did not tell us we want to go through trials. He did not tell you we won't go through suffering. He did not tell you those things, but he promised that he'll be right there with you. He promised he'll be right there. All you got to do is reach out to him and open your hand, lift up your eyes unto the hill from whence cometh your help today. Your help cometh from the Lord. Yes, you trust in man, but man fail you now. Why? Because he tells you not to put our trust in man. We only can see what we on the outside, but God see the heart of people. God see the mind of the people. God see the intent and the motive of the person. But I tell you today, we are still victorious in Jesus today. I tell you, what he does for me, he makes me want to push back. I tell you, because God has been too good. He has been too good to me. And we're going to bless him today and praise him today. Why? Because he is good and his mercy endureth forever. So remember today, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? Good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron say, for his mercy endureth forever. You better add your name to the last thing and say, you know what? For his mercy endureth forever. Why? He have always been there just before me. So his mercy endured forever. For grace and mercy, what, is always there. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I tell you, your house of the Lord is what? It's your body. That's your house today. Not the physical building, but that's the house today. So you got to walk and say, devil, oh, you are a liar today, and the truth of God is not in you. The word of God let me know you are a liar from the beginning, and you still a liar. I tell you, you're still a liar today, because God is still working it out for our good. I'm getting happy today, because you know what? It's in the praise, my God. It's in the praise is where we get our victory. It's in the praise deliverance come for. It's in the praise we are set free. I thank God because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I tell you, you need to come over to the ministry today, because we learned long time ago. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. God is still working it out for our good. Hallelujah. I tell you, you thought you suck into us one way, but I tell you, you're making us more radical, because God is working it out for our good. Hallelujah. He's working it out for our good. Hallelujah. We remain dark for night, but joy coming in the morning today. Hallelujah. Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. Ain't God good? I tell you, ain't nobody mad but the devil. So if you got the devil in you, guess what? You better get happy, 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 and praise God. Let him deliver you today. I tell you, God is so good. I tell you, you know what? Y'all going to just get this little piece, but, you know, I'm in the midst where I can get the rest of it after we get off the air and all of that. You know, that happy, 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 and that hallelujah anyhow. I tell you, better make yourself happy. You don't care what you're going through. Don't matter what you're going through. I know my apostle say, I don't care. Go in the bathroom, go in the car, or you driving down the road, and you just say, hallelujah. Anyhow, and it comes from way down, deep down, and you continue saying it till you feel that release, I tell you, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. I tell you, God is good. He is good. He is good. So you know what? Say a kind word to somebody today. You don't even know what they're going through. Even if you just turn to them and say, you know what? God loved you. God got you. You know, smile. It doesn't matter. Just smile. And you just never know what you have done to that person. You don't even know what that person was about to do. You know, and just by your actions, just turn it around. They may not tell you right then and there. They may see you later on down the road and say, you know what? I thank you. I know you don't know me, but I thank you for what you did for me that day. And you'll be like, what you talking about? Well, you know what? You just smile at me that day. You know, I was going to commit suicide, or I was going to kill somebody, you know. You don't even know. And just your actions, just your actions. That's why I let them see that light in you. You don't have to speak. You know, just let them see that light in you. It doesn't matter, because the enemy job, when God deliver you, the enemy job is to come and say, he didn't deliver you. You remember this? You remember when you used to do? But you tell the enemy, guess what? What you forgot is what I used to do. I don't do it no more. Okay, so you can't come at me, because I am victorious. God give me power to speak, to move whatever mountain that comes in my way. I tell you, God is an awesome God. Trust and believe in him, because you say his word shall not return to him void. I tell you, and where is he? He's within you. So trust and believe for everything. Everything, I tell you, faith, have that faith in God. have the faith in God, and he will use man. Know that. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Look, let me tell you all, I was feeling, you know, some little pain, but all this hallelujahing and releasing and everything, I kid you not, I feel so good. I can laugh some more, and, you know, anybody that know me, I tell you, they could tell you Diane can laugh, and I look at you and just bust out laughing. You probably think I'm crazy, but believe me, it's so good to laugh. Sometimes you just feel that stress just releasing off of you, and it's a laugh at the enemy, because you know what? You're the one that got the victory. You're the one that got the power over the enemy. So you know what? Laugh yourself happy. And I like to be around my apostle when she's watching those movies, because you know what? We can watch those movies a million times and see something different every time that we watch. You know what I'm saying? So just today, just bless somebody, whether it be with a smile, a kind word, you know, a handshake, a hug. I don't care. Just, you know, tell them God loves them. But, you know, they got to see that you believe in what it is you're saying. You're not just saying it just to say it, because people say stuff just to say it. It has become so, you know, like I love you. It has just become, well, I love you, and that's it. But there is no meaning. There is no power. There's nothing behind of it at times, you know. I tell you, God is good. Okay, you know, let me go ahead with this announcement. You know, tune in every Friday night at 11 p.m. Yes, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. to the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's pray one for another. Let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything, and I do mean everything, that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Pray in these times right now, not only for ourselves, but for our unsaved loved ones out there that don't know Christ or have not come to Christ as yet, because they're figuring that they have time. Pray. You don't even have to just pray on Friday night, but pray. I don't care if it's just 5 minutes. Pray for them, because they need much, much pray. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. And that calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And you can call in on any one of those days, you know, for prayer. Even if you have a praise report, you know, we've been praying for you and you have a praise report, we are happy at any one of those times. You can call, or better yet, you can even stop by on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 1 p.m. And that address to the church is 31325 CR437, Sorrento, Florida. That's, if you're putting it in your GPS, that's what you're going to put in. Or, you know, the road is 31325 Plymouth Sorrento Road. I tell you, come on out. Come expecting. God is awesome. Trust and believe the one that made, create you, mold you, know that he can deliver you from whatever. So tune in tomorrow night. Till then, you be blessed.
So much. much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story is,
when I let go, let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.